Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from a devotional book. It's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. And today we're visiting China, a young daughter in China, old China, much older, that is. I want to talk to you about an unusual gift, said the Chinese father to his beautiful black-haired daughter, and she smiled with anticipation. She loved it when her wise father shared special lessons about God. He loved Christ, and everyone who knew him was touched with his kindness and compassion. He opened a worn Bible and began, "This gift is found in Philippians 1:29. It says, "For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him." Something that is given to us is a gift. The two gifts in the verse are belief and suffering. Suffering that results from our belief in God is a precious gift, the value of which will be fully realized only in heaven. The daughter smiled. "Thank you, Papa." She said that as she reached up to hug him. "I understand." The young girl grew up to be the wife of Pastor Li Dexian, who has been arrested over 20 times and nearly beaten to death for his faith. She carries on the work with him, persevering because she learned at a young age that godly suffering is a gift. Pastor Li and his wife have won countless souls to Christ in communist China, and they continue to work under a constant threat of arrest. James 1:2 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds." The gifts of belief and suffering are a package deal. Not only are they impossible to separate, each gift also strengthens the other. If we have been given the gift of belief in Christ, we will follow Christ. Following Christ means taking risks, going against popular trends, being misunderstood, and even enduring physical and emotional pain. Belief often leads to suffering. As we experience the same kinds of suffering that Jesus lived, we come to know him in a richer and deeper way. The cycle begins again because suffering strengthens our belief. Don't expect to be able to filter suffering out of your life without reducing your belief in Christ. That was from Extreme Devotion, the book, and I would like you, if you're interested in having that, to just contact Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. I'm also reading today from the April 2024 issue, the Bible issue, they call it, of Voice of the Martyrs, the newsletter magazine. Today's article is entitled, "The Islamist Who Studied God's Word." Muhammad never fully understood the Quran as a boy. Even later in life, after studying the book and becoming a religious leader at his local mosque in Uganda, he struggled to understand the text. I must admit that even as an imam, I didn't always understand what it was that I was teaching the people in the mosque, Muhammad said. In 2020, when he was about 60 years old, local Islamic leaders sent Muhammad to join a Muslim movement known as Dawah that defends and advances Islam, sometimes by force. While Uganda is a majority Christian nation, Islam is growing in border regions where militant Islamic groups often operate. Muhammad's selection to Dawah was seen as a great honor in his community. Many Muslims in Uganda believe Dawah upholds the purest form of Islam, and one can only join the group after being invited. Dawa's primary focus is training students in jihad, or holy war. According to Muhammad, participants are taught how to bomb churches and how to attack and kill Christians. They are also forced to study the Quran and the Bible so they can contrast the teachings of the two books and persuade others that Islam is the only true religion. Muhammad's teachers taught him how to interpret certain Bible verses in different ways so they could be used to persuade Christians that the Bible isn't true. But he wondered why they would need to twist the meaning of the texts to argue with Christians. If the Bible was false, he thought, it would already be obviously corrupt. Confused, Muhammad continued studying the Bible. In his reading, he came across a passage that explicitly ordered people not to kill others. This astonished him, because he had been taught, especially within Dawa, that killing Christians would actually help him get to heaven. In my heart, I had always felt it was wrong to kill other people, he said. And now here is a God who tells his people this very thing. At that time, I knew I wanted to follow the God of the Bible. Muhammad knew that becoming a Christian would be difficult. He had previously taught others that according to Sharia, or Islamic law, an Islamic leader who becomes a Christian must be executed. I knew that at any time I could be beheaded, Muhammad said. I was scared of that, but I was also trusting in the Lord and that the Lord would protect me. Muhammad tried to leave his position at the mosque quietly, but many people still learned of his conversion. One day a group of 10 men confronted him and asked why he had decided to leave Islam to follow Jesus Christ. After hearing how Muhammad arrived at his decision, the men also came to faith in Christ, and soon word began to spread that Muhammad was converting Muslims to Christianity. Days later, as Muhammad walked into town to buy groceries, an old friend approached him from behind and put his hand on Muhammad's shoulder. "Today, we are going to cut off your head," the man said. "Do whatever it is that you will," Muhammad replied. Six other men then arrived and began to beat Muhammad. It felt like 10 minutes went by as I was rolling around in the dirt while they punched and kicked me, Muhammad recalled. They all began shouting, "Allahu Akbar," and I knew it was my time to die. But before one of them could unsheathe a machete to cut off my head, a group of Christians who were passing by on the street began fighting with them, pulling them away from me. When police arrived, they took Muhammad and the other Christians, men, to a local hospital, where Muhammad recovered for 7 days before returning home. Preferring to show his attackers the love and peace of Christ, Muhammad dropped all charges against the men who beat him. Christian leaders at his church then sent him to a discipleship training school for 6 months, while tensions subsided in his hometown. "I've learned many things," Muhammad said, "but for me, the biggest thing I took away from that time was how I needed to forgive my enemies." After completing the discipleship course and returning home in 2021, Muhammad was surprised by the gift of a simple, new house the church members had built on a plot of land for him and his family. The land was allowed him to raise animals and grow crops for his family to sell at the market. Today, Muhammad manages his family's small farm and now raises his 3 children by himself since his wife's death several years ago. He still winces when he touches his right hip, a painful reminder of the beating he endured at the hands of his former Muslim friends. His passion for Christ is evident to those around him as he shares the gospel with as many people as possible. Muhammad recently started serving as a part-time preacher at his church. He also occasionally visits other churches to preach and share his testimony of how God's word led him out of a violent Islamist organization and into a relationship with Jesus Christ. In addition, he teaches believers how to study the Bible and how to help Muslims understand the eternal truth of God's word. I know a lot of tricks the Muslims used to use, but now I can defend the gospel even better, Muhammad said. I am aware that they might still try to hunt me down, but I'm already an old man. I will share the truth with all I can meet so that if I am killed, at least some would have accepted the Lord. I trust this story inspires you as it does me to give myself more fully to the work at hand. If you'd like to be put on the mailing list of Voice of the Martyrs and receive free your own copy of the VOM newsletter magazine, just contact them at vom.org. vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.